I'm 98 years old, an executive member of NOAA Lodge number 357, FNAM of Fort Myers. I'm making this tape at the request of the officers and members of NOAA Lodge. When I arrived in Fort Myers, September of 1947, there was no shrine and only one Blue Lodge, by the name of Tropical Lodge. I put my demit in Tropical Lodge from Kane Lodge in Elkhart, Indiana, in the following year. My wife, mother, and mother-in-law and myself had purchased a small lunchroom in the Patio de Leon downtown after a week or so. Several master masons, including one past Grand Commander of the Grand Commandery of Washington, D.C., along with a past Lodge, plus a few other masons, met at the lunchroom and decided to form a shrine club, which we did under Egypt Temple of Tampa, Florida. After several meetings, I was appointed chairman of the building committee because I was in real estate. One of our members offered a parcel of land at the corner of US 41 South and Hanson Street. It was accepted, and we then asked a builder from Al Quran Temple in Cleveland to take over the building, charge of the building. And after that building was erected, that became Fort Myers Shrine Temple. Shortly after we moved in, many more masons and shriners came, and they decided to go for a shrine temple. A past potentate named Brownlee was elected, and a Rabba shrine was in order. I'd been a member of Tropical Lodge about a year when some of the members from North Fort Myers decided to start a new lodge. Prior to my coming to Fort Myers, I had told my doctor in Cleveland, Ohio, that I was moving to Fort Myers. He asked me to look for a motel for him, which I did, and he came to Fort Myers and purchased a small motel. Shortly after that, the doctor purchased some land and built a new motel. The doctor was Noah Rents. His wife was my Esther when I was in the east of the Nottingham chapter OES, Cleveland, Ohio. About a year after he built the motel, Dr. Rents passed away. After his death, it was about a year when the group from Tropical decided to move to Fort Myers, to North Fort Myers. Mrs. Rents came to the group and said that the doctor wanted to do something for the North Fort Myers Lodge. And she asked if we had a place to go. We explained a shortage of cash. She asked a past master of Tropical, who went with Noah, to go look at a piece of land that she owned. She offered it to us. It was accepted. And two of our members, who were stonemasons, along with members of the lodge, decided to build. The members all are doing all the work. One day, Mrs. Rents came over to see how we were doing. We got stuck in the mud. We pushed her out. 2 or 3 days later, she had purchased some river rock and had it spread about 3 inches deep on the whole of the parking area. The walls were up and the roof rafters were in. And the roof was on. Mrs. Wrench came over and asked about the ceiling. A week or so later, the ceiling was in, paid for by Mrs. Wrench. The first building was the lodge room and the entranceway only. Mrs. Wrench came over to check once in a while. And Lou Boss and myself had purchased and laid the red floor carpet in both the east and the west. When she saw that, she asked about the regular floor carpeting. And a week later, a past potentate who was in the rug business, rug sales, was putting in a new blue carpet, thanks to Mrs. Wrench. On the night of our first meeting, Mrs. Wrench presented the lodge with a gold embroidered altar cloth. That night, to change the name of the lodge from North Fort Myers Lodge. Motion was passed, and a letter of thanks was sent to Mrs. Wrench for all she did. Dr. Wrench, Mrs. Wrench, and their daughter have all gone to their reward upstairs. God bless.